With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House says the war in Ukraine could end as soon as this week. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the president is very confident that he can get it done this week and added the president's team is focused on negotiations. Her comments come just ahead of this week's meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House. Tennessee's Republican-dominant state house is on track to become the latest state to adopt immigration enforcement policies.
In just 3 days, Tennessee lawmakers fast-tracked GOP Governor Bill Lee's $5.5 million proposal to create a new state immigration division and allocate funding for new training grants for local law enforcement agencies seeking immigration agreements to cooperate with federal authorities. The proposal awaits final votes amid expected passage. Among other steps, the proposal would also require a different temporary driver's license for lawful permanent residents, noting that they aren't U.S. citizens. Republicans have argued that that would help officials determine someone's voting eligibility. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel welcomes home more hostages released by terror group Hamas Saturday.
Hamas released the last six Israeli hostages expected under the first phase of the ceasefire deal as some family members watched on TV and cheered in exchange for over 600 Palestinian prisoners. Talks on the second phase of the ceasefire are yet to begin. Earlier on Saturday, the Bibas family confirmed that the body of Israeli hostage Sheree Bibas has been returned after Hamas had released another person's remains. Israel says 61 hostages are still in captivity. However, 31 are believed to be dead. I'm Julie Walker.
Tesla recalling more than 375,000 vehicles in the U.S. to fix a power steering issue. This is SRN News. A U.S. atheist group is expanding, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Not content to simply try and erase Christianity from the public square in this country, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is funding an atheist billboard in Ghana. The sign reads, quote, "Don't believe in God, you are not alone," and it stands near a roadway in the city of Accra. The foundation claims it's the first ever atheist billboard in Africa. Experts don't expect the sign to change a lot of minds in Ghana, where 73% of the population is Christian and the rest Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has permanently blocked an Ohio law that would have required the bodies of aborted babies be cremated or buried. The decision by Hamilton County Judge Allison Hathaway came in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics and the ACLU. The judge found the 2020 law violates a 2023 amendment that enshrined abortion in the Ohio Constitution. This is SRN News. A listeria outbreak. Julie Walker has more.
Cartons of frozen shakes sold to nursing homes and other institutions are being recalled after an outbreak of listeria linked to the products. The FDA says the supplemental shakes are labeled under the brands Lions Ready Care and Cisco Imperial and sold to institutional customers, including hospitals and long-term care facilities. The CDC says listeria cases linked to the products date to 2018, but investigators have been previously unable to identify the source. Some 38 people have been infected with listeria, including 11 who died. The FDA's investigation is still underway. I'm Julie Walker.
Delta Airlines flight makes an emergency landing at LAX Saturday night. It had just taken off, headed to Sydney, Australia, when smoke was detected on board. More details at SRNnews.com.